Lacombe took its name in honor of Father Albert Lacombe, an early missionary. The first post office in the area dates back to 1891. But as historian Don Wetherell explains, Lacombe's development was really determined by the railway.
When the railway was built between Calgary and Edmonton, towns were spaced along the line, and some of these became service centers for the surrounding farm districts. And Lacombe was one of these centers, and the station was built about 2 kilometers east of Barnett's stopping place, which was an old rest stop on the Calgary and Edmonton Trail. The railway laid out the town using a somewhat different plan than that seen in many towns. It had an angular plan in the downtown, and this meant that some of the blocks ended in sharp points rather than the more conventional 90-degree corner. In Lacombe, this offered opportunities for builders, and one of the town's finest buildings, the Merchants Bank, took full advantage of this site when it built a fine neoclassical building in Lacombe in 1904.
With the modern Flatiron building in place, Lacombe's civic leaders believed they could attract more industry to the town.
They lobbied to have their town made a divisional point on the Calgary and Edmonton line, and a divisional point was where rail crews were changed, and this created relatively secure employment in a town. And like in Red Deer, when the divisional point was established there, that brought a payroll of about $5,000 a month into the town. So it was a prize to win.
But it was also a prize to be lost. In 1908, the railway divisional point was moved to Red Deer. So next, the town's leaders lobbied for a line that would bring trade from Rimby and Bentley. And then, they cast their ambitions even higher.
They advertised extensively for settlers, and in 1912, the town hired what was called a publicity man to help attract industry to the town. These pursuits were unsuccessful, and the Depression of 1913 brought falling property values and decreased business activity in Lacombe, as it did everywhere in Western Canada. And World War I that broke out in 1914 further stymied development. So despite its best efforts, Lacombe failed to develop much beyond a farm service center.
The Seventh-day Adventists established a boarding school near Lacombe. But Lacombe's civic leaders could never shake their town's dependence on agriculture. And this was reinforced in 1907, when the federal government set up an experimental farm to research grain and livestock production. On the Heritage Trail, I'm Cheryl Croucher.
Heritage Trails is made possible in part through a generous grant from the Alberta Historical Resources Foundation, working with Albertans to preserve and interpret our heritage.